With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he and Russia's President Vladimir Putin made what he called great progress toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war, even if they did come away with no official ceasefire.
There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite got there, but we've made some headway.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says she understands why Israel is now pursuing a military solution to its battle with Hamas.
I think everyone in Israel was horrified by those videos of the hostages emaciated, digging their own graves in the terror tunnels beneath Gaza. Time is running out for them. So the notion that you're not going to go in because something might happen to the hostages, I mean, we either get them out now or we don't.
Coates was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A judge has struck down President Trump's religious exemptions to birth control coverage. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, summer travelers are facing some uncertainty as Air Canada flight attendants threaten to go on strike.
The airline has started canceling flights and plans to lock out workers, potentially halting all operations this weekend. The union, representing roughly 10,000 attendants, is at a standstill with Air Canada over pay hikes and unpaid labor during the boarding process. A complete shutdown could impact 130,000 passengers each day.
That is Rich Thomason reporting, and this is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the Associated Press shows many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, or defended pro-life laws. Some of those nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with nationwide impact, including on access to abortifacient drugs becoming a more common form of abortion. This is SRN News. Commentator Guy Shiraki has penned a new article called The Seven Deadly Sins of the Left. Top on the list, he says, arrogance.
The people leading the party, the voices, it's arrogance. Listen to them. They believe that they know more about culture, science, morality, economy than anybody, not only today, ever.
No more hearings for transgender members expelled from the Air Force.
A new Air Force memo says transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will no longer have the chance to argue for the right to continue serving before a board of their peers. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. Instead, they must recommend separation of the member if the airman has a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. That's when a person's biological sex does not match up with their gender identity. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.